Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey talks about cattle and hay production areas that are in current drought.
In terms of cattle inventory in drought, 32% drought coverage for the cattle inventory on December 30th. That increased to 36% by February 3rd. And U.S. hay production area in drought increasing during January from 38% to 41%. And that's where we stand on the February 3rd U.S. drought monitor.
As for winter wheat growing areas per the U.S. drought monitor,
we did see a modest increase in the winter wheat production area covered by drought. The increase between December 30th and February 3rd was from 40 to 43%. Winter wheat production area in drought had been as high as 45% during planting back in October. So we still see some elevated drought coverage in that winter wheat production region as well. But it is worth noting that we did see some beneficial rain and snow across some of our southern production areas from the southern plains into the mid-south with that big late January storm. And that storm also helped to provide insulation for the crop during that period of bitterly cold weather that followed in late January and early February. We still have some exposure to potential weather extremes or future weather extremes across the Great Plains where it's mild and dry currently.
As for the Northwest and Midwest, Rippey says the wheat is faring well. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.